Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. I got my co-host, Jordan, here with me. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. I like that. Here you go. It's giving Dak Prescott vibes.
I don't know about all that, bro. But... So, you know, let's start there because, you know, obviously we're coming off of the Caribana long weekend.
Yeah. Shout out to Caribbeans out there.
And you, shout out to them. And then you actually attended the Party Next Door concert where Drake made a surprise appearance. If you want to kind of talk about that experience and how it was.
Yeah, for sure. Really and truly, Party Next Door, huge fan. And I've seen him once before, I think. I've seen him once before perform when I was in Philly. He was performing at Temple University. It's like right in North Philly. And it wasn't he was still very, very new at that point. Like, he was still like coming out off like OBO Sound Radio, and like that's how people would really know about him. But of course everyone liked his sound, right? Coming off of like What's Good, Curious, and then Over Here with Drake, like everyone knew, and then Recognize, right? That was like a big track for him. So I've always been a huge Party fan. So he's on tour right now, as you know. And I was early on his tickets because I had a feeling like we had no announcement about OVO Fest. There was no news about that. Drake's already caught up in the feud with Kendrick and everything. So I'm like, let me cop this Party ticket because I'm sure, especially knowing that he's popping out Caribana weekend and he has it announced as Party and Friends, like there's a possibility of a special guest, right? So I caught my ticket, Party Next Door. It was a good show. He's not the greatest performer. That's why I didn't get like lower bowl tickets or anything too close. Cause like for Party, like you're there for like the sound and like the songs that would be played. And he had a good set list. Like the dancers did a good job. Really and truly, the dancers were sick. And then he did like an hour. Then he came off, and then there was like a break or intermission, as you would say. I went to the washroom quickly, and then I heard the Graham Riddle. I thought essentially the first time because it was Sweeter Man that he was playing. I'm like, no, there's no way that's Ram Riddles because Ram Riddles is my guy. Shout out Ram Riddles, but it was Drake doing the cover of Sweeter Man, right? And I was like, oh shit! So I ran out, and then I was like, oh, that's Drake on stage. like the whole stadium erupted when everyone saw Drake out there. And like he started out with Sweeter Man. I was like, damn, this is different for him to start with like a cover of a song. But like, this is a song that he came out during Caravan of Time when it first initially dropped, right? So it made sense. But then you could see that he's like, you know, we've always been talking about it. He's on this unbothered type of energy right now. And like he comes out, he does Sweeter Man, then he follows up with Wagwan and Dalala. So he was really in like, you know, he's really laid back, kicked back, like he was just enjoying himself being the MC that he is. And then he performed for like legit, I would like to say like 30, 40 minutes, right? And then I'll say 30, 40 minutes, and then he did like another 15 with Party collabed like for like 10, 15 minutes. So like we didn't get out there to like 12 is when we started to walk out. Like I didn't get back to like my to the car like till like 12:30. Like it was crazy, really and truly. And then at the end of the their performance, they announced that they're doing a collab project. So Party and Drake, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, so when I seen that, because I think I seen the clip of it after, he's like, yeah, you know, I know you girls are outside. Come fall when you're, you know, come fall. We're gonna have, he said fall or come when the weather gets colder or something along
He said
that.
something clever. You know how he is, my
Yeah, you know,
wordsmith.
me and Party will have something, we'll have something ready to go for you, right? And I was like, okay, that's pretty interesting. And obviously, I think they have good, you know, chemistry. They work well together, right? And Party is his artist, you know, on OVO. So I'm like, okay, that'll be interesting, you know. And I started thinking about other things after that. So, you know, obviously, you know, he's talking about dropping it in the fall. And we know The Weeknd, who we'll talk a little bit about later.
I see you're doing equations here. I see you're doing a little
So,
science. Okay.
and I'm like, okay, you know, The Weeknd, he's the king of the fall. Right, so is it an innocent thing where, hey, we just have this project we just want to put out there? Is it kind of like a little competition where it's like, yo, we're coming for the fall too, and then let's see what happens? So that kind of crossed my mind a little bit. And then also too, I kind of have a theory, and I'm interested to hear what your response is to it, right? I think this whole beef that happened with Kendrick and all these different artists, obviously, I don't think Drake got cooked the way people on the internet do, right? And we have a bunch of content about that people can check out. But I think it kind of reminded him, or gave him a reminder of his music vulnerability, so to speak, that this could have had the potential to end me, right? So maybe I need to kind of focus on developing the OVO artist more. So that way, I'm not just this star that stands alone, you know, uplifting the OVO brand, but maybe it's time to focus more on the development of these artists. So that way, we have multiple stars on the same label that can kind of equal me in terms of that star power.
Yeah, I think I like where you're going with that, especially looking at it from that standpoint. He's definitely gonna have to shrink the circle. He already has his people, but again, he's done some venturing off, right? And exploring. Some might call him Christopher Columbus. But yeah, like it's true. It's time for him to take on a different path to creating and working with his internal team and uplifting them and providing some type of upskill. Working together and being in the studio and working together and making music together, I think will be very beneficial for him, knowing that these are his guys, this is his crew, this is like, you know, like there's TDE, they do their project, well, TDE back then and Dreamville, like we look at groups like that and they have the like collaboration projects, right? So that's them dedicating time, working together, iron sharpening iron. And I feel like OVO could do that, could use that as well, a little iron or sharpening iron, because out of the whole OVO, we've seen Drake be at the front and leading it, but the gap is like tremendous. Like the gap is like everyone's here is still at the bottom, slowly rising, and Drake is the biggest in the game, right? And no, his artists are nowhere near big. Like they're like in the middle of the pack, and some of them are beneath. Like if we're looking at Roy Woods, his career is in shambles, right? Like Magic Jordan, they're in their own lane, right? And they're doing well for themselves. Smiley is another artist. Like, what is he doing right now? Like, he's like Drake tried to put him on, try to like put him on the map, but he's like almost in his own like Toronto pocket, and it's not really global, right? And then Party and Magic, you know, they're both doing what they do in their own lanes, but all in all, like the group as a committee isn't the greatest. But now, if Drake horns in on, you know, bringing the group up, bringing artists in, bringing new artists in, who knows? Like, he released two songs with Gordo. I don't know Gordo's affiliation with OVO. I don't think he's an OVO artist, but like, if that is now within the group that they're working with, like that'll help, especially with that dance techno sound, right? So I think you're on the right page. I think you we're gonna see more of this in terms of Drake working internally with his artists for sure.
Yeah, and I don't think it's necessarily through any fault of his own, right? It's just that when you're that big of a star, it's very tough to, run a label while also trying to maintain your relevancy and maintain your dominance in the game, right?
Yeah,
Like, if
especially
you
as
look
one of the biggest artists in the world. Yeah.
100%, because if you look at like someone like a 50 Cent when he had G-Unit, those guys were doing their thing for a certain period of time, but it's hard to sustain that because he's also trying to maintain his dominance in the game, right? So it's hard to balance, both. It's hard to balance both of those roles, right?
Yeah.
And same thing with Jay-Z and like the Rockefeller guys. There was some talent on that roster, but Jay-Z was the guy.
Yeah, like
So it's
Memphis
hard.
Bleek and all the other
Yeah.
guys, like,
So
yeah.
it's hard to help get these guys to that level while also be staying at that level, like getting to that level too, and then staying at that level and maintaining that level. It's difficult, right? And it, outside of, Lil Wayne doing it with Drake and Nicki Minaj, it hasn't really been done before. And the only reason why Wayne was to do it successfully, I believe, was for two reasons. Number one was Birdman was overseeing the whole thing. So it's
Yeah.
not like Lil Wayne really had to manage it to that degree. Birdman was
Yeah.
handling that. And then number two, he had a charge that put him in jail for a little bit. So he was out of the limelight because of
Yeah.
his legal situation. So
Yeah. And
naturally,
then
like,
they gave room to artists like Drake and Nicki to just sprout
exactly.
out by themselves under Birdman as well.
Yeah. And they already
Yeah.
had their, they were, and both of those artists, Drake and Nicki, were killing it in the mixtape scene. So they
Yeah.
already had their own independent buzz going into that situation. So you didn't really have to build them up from scratch, right?
Yeah.
So outside of that, we've never really seen it be done before to that level. So I think now, like I was saying, he's trying to get more into that bag and do it because we've seen the dominance already. We've seen the quality of music, but we haven't really got enough from those other guys like you were mentioning. And if you look at it, Party is naturally the next successor to it anyways.
Yeah, he is. The only thing with Party is he's so introverted. He's so behind the scenes, but we know what type of talent he is. He just doesn't have the character that a Drake has, like a top artist has, right? Like for him, touring is it's a pretty big tour for him because like I don't know, like not an arena tour, but like those pretty big concert venue. Arenas, right, that he's doing right now. For him to do something bigger, it'd be tough, but unless he's like tagged along, like if it's a Drake and Party tour or something like that, right? So it'd be hard because not everyone has the characters. And we're seeing, like, as I spoke on earlier, Drake and his relevancy and him being the relevant king, because it's like, who else could do what Drake is doing right now? Like, he is the topic of discussion every week. Every time we come on, we're talking about Drake. Every other podcast is talking about Drake. And later, when we get into the 100 gigs, like look how he's going about just like keeping his relevancy. Like, and meanwhile, the other side is silent, Like he posted a funny clip. I forget what movie it was from, but like it was a very interesting clip he posted. I'm not sure who's running that, the plot twist account. Like I guess it's a Drake Finsta or whatever the case may be. But I gotta give it to him. His team has a very unique way of operating social media. They do it in a way that everyone will see it. And everyone has a way to access it. It might not be like all glitz and glamour, but it's very simple, it's very strategic, and it's just there's always like a why behind it. But we're trying to always figure out why he dropped it right now. Like, why now? Like, what is this all about? Like, is this an album rollout? Is this him stomping on something else? Like, what is he doing it about? Right. And they keep that very in the talk, but they're just gonna put it out and keep on moving. Like, and he's gonna pop out whenever he wants to pop out. Like, him popping out at party, like looking at him, and like he sounded great. Like, he didn't seem unbothered. He said he looked, he sounded confident. He was talking his shit. Like, he was in his bag. Like, he's still acting like he's the biggest artist in the world, right? And then for him to drop these three unreleased tracks. And a bunch of just like content, historical content of him making all these songs and just him traveling and him with different people, different working with different artists, and how he created this song and that song. Like, he gave us an unedited version of like a documentary of his life, right? Is this a tease for him to say, like, I have a Netflix documentary on the way? I have something like. Who knows, right? But it makes you ponder what's next, right? For him. Like, he has a collab company. He's not going anywhere. He's still very active. And I feel like what this Kendrick feud did to him is inspired him. Like, before the Kendrick feud, he was saying that he was going to go on a break, take some time away, because he was probably very uninspired coming off of For All the Dogs. Like, he's probably just like, I'm out here a little yachty. Like, I'm just work with new artists here and there, like trying to get some inspiration wherever I can. And then Kendrick woke up up the dog. Like, everything he's putting out right now is heat. Like, if we're
Bro,
looking at the electric tracks, the techno dance tracks that he's doing with Cabello and Gordo, like all those songs are heat, really and truly. So, and I'm not sure if you, I'm sure you listened to the three songs, but those three songs that he put out. Those three are three. Those are all heat. So he's inspired, and if he's coming back in the fall to stomp on The Weeknd's fall project, King of the Fall, I don't know, man. It seems like he's an inspired individual, and who knows what's gonna happen this weekend when Metro and Future perform on Sunday in Toronto. Like, who knows what the because it's been quiet on that side. I haven't seen any clips or anything. I don't know when the tour started, but. It's been quiet.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, you know, I would say about 90% of what you said I can get behind. And then you're like, he's going to stomp on the weekend. That's where I'm like, I don't know.
I had to throw that in there. I was hoping you didn't hear that part.
For the record, no, I don't think he's going to stomp on the weekend. And like, I don't think they're going to drop at the same time. The thought crossed my mind that maybe he'll try to like, you know, pose some kind of competition. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I don't think either of those three artists, or I'm talking The Weeknd, Drake, and Party.
Yeah.
I don't think either of the three of them want to drop at the same time, you know, to be honest. Because mm-hmm. It's almost like it's a game of chicken. You know, I think there's just too much at stake for all three of them.
Yeah.
Where it's not really, and it's not incentivized for anyone to do it, right? So I don't really see that coming. I think they'll just kind of drop within their own time frames. And then it'll kind of be left at that. But it'll make for an interesting fall, right? Because it's a lot of, I mean, it's, have we ever had a scenario where The Weeknd and Drake, as solo artists, they dropped the same year? I think the only time that happened was like back in 2013 when The Weeknd dropped Kissland? And then yeah. Drake dropped Nothing Was the Same. But The Weeknd still on the come up at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake was obviously the dominant name.
Yeah, and that one put him his head in the sky for real. Yeah.
Yeah. And then now if you look at it though, we're 11 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Drake is obviously
10 summers, man. 10 summers, man.
Yeah.
10 summers.
And The Weeknd is also a dominant name, right? Like these are the two dominant players of the game. So I would say now they're peers. At that time they weren't. Now they're peers. They've never dropped same year at this level.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So my fault. 2016, I think he dropped Starboy and then Drake.
And if you're reading this?
That year. So yeah. Drake dropped Views April 2016. He dropped Starboy.
But that's Views, about
7 months in between, right? But this is now going to be within close proximity, right?
Almost. But do you think Drake's going to drop something for himself? But I guess Party and Drake. Will it be a Party project or is it going to be a Drake project? Because we'll know.
Yeah. So I think here's one another. If Party is the dominant artist,
mm-hmm.
Then I think it kind of ties into the theory that I had earlier that he was using this project as a way to kind of like focus on Party's mainstream development, right?
Yeah.
But if Drake is the dominant artist, right?
Yeah.
Then I think this is a way to kind of rival and challenge The Weeknd.
I feel like it'll be hard for Drake not to be the dominant artist on a collaboration with Party. Regardless if we hear more Party than Drake, like if I'm going to compare it to the show, Party, there was more Party, but Drake still dominated the show, like on The Weeknd. So like, and you know his voice and his style. He'll probably have one track that's just Drake or maybe Party background, right? And like everyone's gonna, you know, lean more to Drake and talking about Drake and reacting to what Drake says more so than party. But again, we never seen it before. And when's the last time we seen Drake work with an OVO artist? We never seen it, a
Not to
collaboration
think,
project, right?
yeah, not to
So
think of it.
we don't know what the balance is. We can go based off like Future and Drake, how their collaboration went. And it was quite similar with the similar formula to Drake and 21, right? They had a very similar formula where it's like back and forth, your track, my track. It was that same formula. Will they follow the same with Party, or is it going to be something totally different? Because
I
now we're
don't.
looking at R&B.
Yeah, and I think I'm glad you brought the R&B portion, because I think that's what's going to kind of add some versatility to this project that we've never seen with previous ones, right? Because it's like Drake can drop the bars, Party can do the chorus type of stuff, right? But then they can also just they can just sing, they can both get into the R&B bag and then they can both sing, right? And then I think if they do that, I think Party will steal the show, so to
100%.
speak. Because that's his bag, right? And so I think there's a lot of versatility, even just in terms of the subject matter, right? There's so much that they could even there's so much that they can discuss. They can do like,
And Party has a great pen too. So when it comes to
yeah.
the collaboration of their pens together with other writers, of course, in the room as well.
Yeah,
So
they could do like club hits. They can do like,
they can go very different,
Yeah, they
because
can make music. They can make music that you can like, pipe your girl down to. You know what I mean? So there's so much different variety that they could really incorporate into this project. So I'm really interested in like hearing it and seeing
I
how
heard
it
there
plays
was a
out.
snippet that leaked at Apartment 200, the club in Toronto, of course. There was a snippet, and I think the song title is Disappointment. I
Okay.
didn't listen to it. I just saw it. Like I just because it was quite muffled being in Apartment 200, so I didn't really take it in the teaser. But that it'll be interesting, right? If we're
Yeah,
looking at
that's
that title, Disappointment,
yeah.
it could give a lot of fear the dog for all the dogs type vibes as
Yeah, but
well.
it's so hard to like gauge, because I heard about a teaser. I didn't listen to it myself either, but I heard that there was a teaser. But the thing is, like these guys, they make so much music and so much content.
It could be anything.
It could have just been like literally a loose throwaway that they forgot about that just happened to come up. Like, right? So it's so hard to say what it actually could be, especially with this whole 100 gigs thing that just came out, right? And there's something you said earlier that I kind of want to piggyback off of, but like, because you're talking about like, a Netflix style documentary. So, and maybe I'm reaching a little bit here, right? This could very well be a big reach, but hear me out. But during, what was it, a few weeks ago, 50 Cent, I think it was the week of July 18th or July 19th, 50 Cent was doing a show at Cabana and Drake pulled up and then they were kind of chilling, right? So I'm wondering, because 50 Cent, obviously he's all in on, films and television, right? So I'm wondering if maybe he was just kind of giving him some, advice, from legend to legend, basically trying to tell him like, yo, you kind of want to I would advise maybe making an entry into the content game, right? And then maybe Drake was thinking like, okay, I have a lot of this like behind the scenes footage all throughout my career. What if, obviously, what he could do is he could easily take all this footage, go to one of the streamers, and then go to one of these streamers and try to work out a deal and put something out. But maybe he's thinking like, yo, you know what? I'm just gonna put out all this raw footage. And then maybe lure these streamers to come to me, and
And
then I
review
can
it,
set
and
up, yeah, and I can set up a huge bidding war, right, on who's willing to pay me the most for this content and make a story around it. Because from what I've seen, I've only seen little loose stuff. Apparently, we haven't, if it's 100 gigs, we haven't even scratched the surface of what we saw on the
yeah,
internet.
100%.
So this guy can probably make a Last Dance type documentary just off his
Legit.
career. So I'm not saying that's what happened. I don't know, but I am curious about that, because even when they linked up, and I saw an interview that 50 Cent did on the Hollywood Reporter saying like, okay, A lot of this was rooted in envy and jealousy and stuff. So I'm wondering if maybe like just goat to goat, legend to legend, he gave that little suggestion. Just
Well, I do like the idea of him just putting out content, knowing that him putting out content in this very content-driven world where everything is us looking at people's content, reviewing their content, reacting to their content, right? Whether it's a podcast, whether it's a stream, whatever the form of media is, right? So him putting all this 100 gigs of content, look at how many clicks he's probably gonna get from that, how many downloads he's gonna get, right? And based off those numbers in itself, right? So I definitely think it was a smart job. And that's why it's like going back to the social media team and it's just team in general, like the way he goes about that, knowing that what it will do and the reaction that it will have on media is just like it forces you to think, what is the next step within this whole plan, right? So it is interesting for sure. Like I don't doubt like that probably happened, a conversation, right? But he's very, he's very strategic, and who knows? But all I know is he's still very active. He's very unbothered. He's still delivering. He's still very relevant. And I know the fall is coming up, and the fall is usually Halloween season, but we haven't heard anything from the boogeyman in quite some time.
And I think that's kind of what I expected would happen. I thought there was a very small window that he had to kind of put out a project. And I don't think he really, capitalized on that. And the buzz, now his buzz is forever is gone, and his name is always linked to Drake.
And it's like, well, how longer can not let us go on? When the summer's done, that song is over. No one is bumping not like us in these cold streets. Like, I know LA is hot all year round, but still.
That's a song that people, honestly, bro, that's a song that's not going to age well.
It's not.
And I really have a firm belief that Family Matters will actually age better than Not Like Us. And people look back and say, yo, how do we ever think Not Like Us was better than Family Matters?
No, 'cause not like us. The second half of it is not nothing. It's nothing. Like, he's not really saying anything. He's just saying loose bars that are just like not anything that's like clever. It's just really the beat and the hook and the West Coast bop. Like, that's really what it is, right? And there's some lines here and there that are catchy, but other than that, like as a song overall, it's just like, bro, like if I turn that on, I'm gonna want to turn it off. I'm like, all right, next song, like enough. And it's like 5 minutes, whatever the case may be. Like, over time, it's just not gonna be one of those songs that you're gonna be like, oh yeah, put that track on.
And it's true. And even too, I think that whole DJ Mustard, like his album
Flop,
flop, I think that's a huge indictment to me on Kendrick's character, because that dude produced one of your biggest mainstream hits ever.
And it
And
had no impact on the artist.
you couldn't even you couldn't shout him out, you couldn't help him promote it, you couldn't do any of that, right? And it's like, that's kind of cold, bro. Like, you know what I mean? At least a man like Drake, he will at least tweet someone's link. He'll put up an Instagram story. Like, he would do something to show an artist some kind of support. You know what I
Well,
mean?
Drake did even more by telling Gordo to put his album out the same day. So, and he had two tracks. So there's two Drake tracks when DJ Mustard dropped his album as well. So Drake did do something, and he's gonna do his role to counteract whatever is going on the other side. That's for sure. So kudos
And you
to
see,
Gordo and that amazing project, DJ Mustard. Salute. Good luck.
and I think Kendrick, he kind of really like pigeonholed himself, because let's just be real, like The Weeknd doesn't need a Drake to have a number one record, right? Like The Weeknd can never address any of this back and forth with Drake, and he can still put out albums, sell records, sell out shows. Like, he's good, right? But can Kendrick say the same? I don't think so.
Well, he had, once again, he had this Not Like Us record that's been number one for some time now. It is what it is. Will he be able to take this momentum to create another number one detached from Drake? I don't know about that. And what is it going to sound like? I know he teased a song at the beginning of the Not Like Us music video, but like, is that like, is there a plan with that? Like, I know, again, we're prisoners of the moment, right? We want everything now and quickly, and that's why with Drake, it's just like his constant activity and putting out music and dropping content. We're very appreciative of him, and that's why we constantly bring up his name or defend him. But like with a guy like Kendrick now, it's like he does all this work attached to Drake, going at the head, the snake, and now he's quiet for a month now. It's been a month or so. But we'll see. We'll see how he pops up, because I just don't think he has the creativity to pop out strategically like a Drake does, because Drake's so unbothered. So his way of popping out could just be 100 gigs on your head top. Boom.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.